Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio, the classic story about a boy and his mother.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 116 for this June the 21st, 2017. My name is Thomas Towson. His name, if you ask him nicely, he'll tell you it's Dan Knight.
It is.
Is your name Dan Knight? Sir?
That was nice. Yeah, that was nice. Yes, it is.
We are back again this week, folks, to do a thing for you, to give you a service.
Yeah.
We're here to service you.
Service the cervix.
That's
mostly.
Right. Well, that's where we stick the news anyway. We shove it deep into your cervix.
and dispenses itself.
Yeah, like through osmosis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You absorb the weird news. No, we're back again this week to do the same thing we do each week, which is that, but maybe a little more descriptive. Dan, what is it that we do?
Well, you kind of said it.
I didn't. Who are you? Where am I? What do we do?
We take all sorts of news articles from around the globe,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually not kind of headline stuff. It's usually not. It's less.
End line.
It's end. Yeah, end line.
It's footer. It's footer. Footer notes.
Yeah, footnotes. and we find that stuff and we present it in a humorous fashion,
or at least we try to. We usually definitely fall short on that side of things.
Yeah.
And also on fact-checking, and mm-hmm. also on reliability,
right.
And also on trustworthiness, and also on...
I mean, the list goes on and on.
But, you know, we show up anyway, because no shame can keep us away.
So should we explain that why this episode is a day late?
Oh, explain our shame? Yeah.
Explain the shame?
So we were all set. We were recording the episode in the middle of recording yesterday.
Yeah.
And... Here's the thing. Here's the old sticky Stickerson about
it. Sticky Tuesday.
In the middle of recording, the power went out, and the show was lost to the eons. It was gone, a part of the space dust. The jokes that were made are
can never be
they
made again.
Are dead. Yeah, they died.
And let me tell you, they were golden nuggets.
They were spicy. They were spicy, dank nugs of humor. Okay.
And you'll never get to taste it.
That's true. We made some Zataran jokes. All right, those are still fresh. All right, just like the hot and authentic flavor of Louisiana's fresh homemade, boxed to your door. Zataran's red beans and rice, ready in only 3 minutes. That's not true, actually, at all.
It's
about 20 minutes to make Zataran's red beans and rice.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with the 3 minute.
You know, it'd be very all jokes aside, I ate some Zataran's rice tonight.
Did you?
I did. Zataran's, if you'd like to reimburse me for that box, I will take that $1.30 that I believe I spent on it. So you can, of course, send that check directly to me. Just email us. We'll get it sorted out, okay?
Yeah. Right. I'm sure they will. They'll get right on it.
and we are now officially sponsoring Zataran's.
Yeah, whether they care about it or not.
Or even if they want us to.
Yeah.
If they don't want us to, we're going to do it anyway.
Stop promoting our product.
It'll be a cold day in hell before I stop advertising their product free of charge to a minimal audience, okay? They should be grateful.
People need to know about the amazing line of Zataran's products.
That's true. How else are you going to get that zip-zap Zataran's authentic New Orleans flavor directly to your mouth in 20 minutes or less?
Well, you said 3 minutes, though. And,
well,
and now
I was
I'm,
wrong.
Now I'm kind of inclined to want a more three-minute meal option.
Oh, okay. It's about the speed. It's not about what we're talking about in this show.
No. It's not about the quality. I need it now.
So, today... Today
is a special day.
Today is a special day. It is a day of renewal. It's a day of new beginnings, doing this show a second time.
That's right.
And it's also an important day to take your friendly neighborhood or possibly pet geek out for a hike.
Oh, good.
That's right. It's that time again, folks. It's National Hike with a Geek Day.
Oh, Lord knows they need it.
That was a good reaction. It was like you hadn't heard. You didn't know what it was. It was authentic.
And it's also not that day anymore.
That's true. You know, I thought about changing it and putting it. So the one you're hearing now today, today's National Day, is actually yesterday's National Day because I'm bamboozling you.
Yeah.
Because it's so good, I couldn't let it go by.
It's true. It is very good.
National Hike with a Geek Day is one of the most ridiculous national holidays I think we've ever had on this show.
Because, and we'll rehash, the term geek is only wildly used.
Yeah, it's only used by people who are completely out of touch with the real world.
Yeah, and that geek is a household name that really refers to anybody with a
quirky personality and glasses.
And maybe likes
a propensity towards, towards nerd culture.
It's pretty broad stroke kind of terminology now.
Geez, I'm watching Futurama. Aren't I a geek? Man, only nerds, only geeks get this. Ha ha. Bazango.
Oh, you said it.
So with that bazango.
Bazango.
We should get into the news because we have an absolutely fun-filled adventure for you folks today.
Oh, yeah. Please join us on this journey.
Okay.
Right now?
Yes, this journey happens retinurny.
This journey will start in Louisville, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. In the great town of Louisville.
Is it great?
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It is great.
Are you sure?
They have baseball bats that were there that
they have
were
chicken.
Birthed. They have chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yeah.
And those are two things that you need to play chicken ball.
Yep.
With chicken.
That's true. You can't have chicken ball without baseball and chickens. That's the last thing my pappy said to me before he passed.
Yep.
Was there's one thing I've learned, youngin', it's that you can't have chicken ball without chicken and baseball.
And so you check them off. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, good, we've got both.
That's why I have those tattooed on the inside of my loins. To never forget those wise words. Tell me about chicken ball.
Are you on a chicken ball team?
I am on a chicken
ball. Co-ed?
We are, yes. Tell me all about this chicken ball.
I hate to stray back towards reality, but that's
oops, there goes gravity.
That's not what we're going to talk about. We are going to talk about chicken, though.
Chicken ball.
No balls.
Oh, no balls.
No,
just
no
cloacas.
Balls. Just what?
Cloacas.
Yeah, that's right. KFC has made some interesting strides. Well, I guess you could say today.
Okay.
June 21st, they plan on sending a chicken sandwich into the outer edge of the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You know, it's something that I think the general public has been clamoring for since the 60s.
I thought that change
put a stupid man in space.
I thought that change.org petition was never going to amount to anything, Dan. We finally got what we've always asked for.
A chicken sandwich.
Is it a double down, whatever that mouth monstrosity was?
I don't think that exists anymore.
Do you remember that? No,
I
that's
do.
Right.
And I
Taco Bell. Yes. Taco Bell, mm-hmm. owned by the same company as KFC, has now taken that upon themselves. And for some reason, they have determined that triangular-shaped chicken nuggets are now chicken chips.
Oh.
Like tortilla chips,
yeah.
But made of chicken.
And they're just in nugget form.
But in the real world, those are called chicken nuggets.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In fun triangular shapes.
Yeah, which isn't all that fun. You can get dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's way more fun.
That is way more fun.
As a marketing ploy to advertise their Zinger sandwich.
Oh.
Which is not as great as the Double Down.
You shut your... Back in the day... when I used to mow down on this stuff. When I used to be a member of the KFC clan, all right?
You had your membership card?
Yeah, that's right. I would go in, and there was the mythical... They were hard to find. You had to travel far and wide to find them, at least where I was, which was the fabled half KFC, half Taco Bell.
Okay.
And you go in, Taco Bell first, right? Because that's going to get cold and it's going to be just as fine. Cold KFC, not as good. Cold Taco Bell, fine. All right, listen, are you with me?
I think so. Okay. I don't agree with you already, but
no, you,
okay.
Shh. You go to Taco Bell, all right? Listen to me. You go to Taco Bell, you get, I don't think they're on the menu anymore, but they used to exist. They were the, like, Soft Taco Supremes, which was a soft taco, and then they put another tortilla around it, but between the two tortillas, they filled...
A layer of cheese.
Yeah, melted the, like, queso cheese stuff, or the cheese sauce. You get two of those.
Okay.
And one of their, like, grande burritos, like the big boys.
Okay.
All right? Then you move over to KFC.
Oh, okay.
Keep in mind, I was morbidly obese. You move directly over to KFC, and you get a triple, not a cripple.
You can't buy those at KFC.
Not anymore. That's right.
They took it off the menu.
You get a triple Crunch Zinger.
Okay.
Which I believe they actually have downgraded to like two now, because three was always too many. So what you do is you get that, mm-hmm. and you get some of the mac and cheese, and you eat all that together, but you take one of the chicken fingers out of the sandwich, because three is far too many.
Right.
And then you have three, you have two like small tacos, soft tacos, you have a big burrito, a chicken sandwich, some mac and cheese, and a chicken finger. All right? And it was like $9.
I gotta tell you, the amount of time you spent explaining this?
Look, it's important to me, okay? Important to me.
I expected you to be creating something out of all of these components.
No, it's
and
just...
you just bought them and ate them. I'm very disappointed by this story.
I'm just saying, you can get a lot of food for $9, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
And Taco Bell and KFC are a great combination. I mean, I can't eat most of that anymore.
Right.
Taco Bell's still good. They're bros.
Yeah, they got a lot of vegetarian options.
That's right. They're pretty cool. Good on them. Anyway, that was a complete waste of time, and I apologize.
I don't accept your apology.
I've forgotten where we're at. Something about chicken ball?
Yep, that's right.
And is now...
We're starting
a
KFC chicken ball team.
That's right.
They're sponsoring it.
Well, no, they are hosting it. It's sponsored by Zatarain's Red Beans and Rice.
Oh, that's right. They're our sponsor for our team.
That's correct.
What's the name of our chicken ball team?
Oh, come on, Dan. I think you, of all people, you came up with the name, so you would know. Why don't you tell us?
The
Amoebus.
The
anal softeners.
That's right. That's it. Oh, God.
I don't know why.
That was...
We're off on a weird tangent. Yeah, Let's pull ourselves back to reality.
As a marketing ploy to advertise the Zinger sandwich, they began running TV ads with Rob Lowe as the iconic Colonel Sanders in a spacesuit, vowing to send a sandwich into space.
Why Rob Lowe? I thought we had, what's-his-mouth?
We had so many different comedians.
But there was that one in particular for a while. The
did you
SNL
say
what's-his-mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, the Daryl Hammond.
Is that who that was?
For a while, and then it became Norm Macdonald.
Norm Macdonald is who I was thinking of.
And then for a while, it was, what's his name? Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
He was the colonel for a while.
How about that lemon dude?
Lemon dude?
Yeah, from, you know, what's his name? Wow, that is a terrible reference.
Lemon dude?
I'm sorry. I'm very tired. Let's think about it for a sec. Will Sasso.
Will Sasso.
Was never a colonel.
No, I don't think he was.
He wasn't. After
he
saying
made
the name out of my mouth, yeah, it didn't make any sense.
He would have made a great Colonel Sanders.
Yep.
There's still time. So KFC is partnering with balloon maker Worldview, who says this venture is the longest controlled stratospheric balloon flight with a commercial payload in history. For what
a commercial payload, huh?
Yeah.
That's the fanciest way you can talk about a sandwich in space.
Yep. What's more, when the sandwich makes its descent back to the Earth, it will send back all sorts of data.
Like that it's super moldy and
still
gross?
Consumable. Yeah.
Is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to still be
at it.
A space bird.
A space bird. No, it doesn't technically go into space.
No,
it's
not
like
if it
outer,
descends. So
yeah, it's like just barely the edge of space.
Right into the edge of the atmosphere.
Right.
Any further, and it'll burn up.
That's right.
And then it'll be extra toasty.
Oh.
That's right.
Anyway,
that's so another thing. Huh? If you're going to KFC and you're not getting extra crispy, you know what I want to know. I'm just letting you know that. If you go
I think you can judge anybody based on what they do with their meat. Well, now that you don't eat it.
I can judge people a lot by what they do with their meat.
That's what my grandpappy told me before he passed.
Oh, he was...
He said, you can always judge a person by what they do to their meat.
Okay, let's move on to China. We're all Chinese things happen. That can be said.
I guess. I mean, you said it, so...
So that's validity right there.
I mean, I don't agree, but...
An executive in China has purchased the world's most expensive parking space Ooh. In a lot at a local apartment building. Quan Wai Ming, executive director of Huarong Investment Stock Corp.
Okay, of course.
The Huarong Investment Stock Corp.
Yeah.
Paid the record price, converted to USD, of $664,300. $664,300. For a parking space. Just let that soak in. For the parking space at the Upton apartment complex in Hong Kong. Kwan's purchase surpassed the previous record of $615,467 for a parking spot at 55 Conduit Road in October 2016. I'm giving you exact addresses so that you are immersed in the experience.
So I can drive there and see it firsthand.
In case you want to bid on it, yeah.
Oh, good.
Buy them out.
Yeah, I have that much money.
You've got like a cool $600,000-$700,000 lying around, right?
I do, but I've been really saving it to buy something that isn't stupid.
Yeah, well, I was trying to save. I'm saving my money to buy two parking spots next to each other.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So you can kind of be a dick and park between them.
That's right. Yeah, and
be one of those guys.
Throw little road parties. the 188 square foot parking space Kwan purchased cost more than two homes in Hong Kong, including a 284 square foot two bedroom home in Sha Tin, which sold for $538,000 and change. Ricky Tang, senior director of Rika Corp. Properties said, with Hong Kong's high poverty prices, expensive parking spaces are texts on the phone. They are considered a status symbol, and those willing to spend more than $6.4 million for an apartment will not want to leave their vehicles in public cars parks.
Okay.
So basically, they're saying, if you got fat stacks,
yeah,
make
your dreams come true.
I guess. It's parking. Basically people with way too much money who are too lazy to walk. If we bring this down to brass tacks, that's what we're talking about here.
Why an apartment building? That's the most expensive parking space in the world, is an apartment building in China.
I guess it's hoity-toity, it's Hong Kong. I don't know. Tang says it's hard to say whether these purchases are worth the money, as buyers see them as necessities, and they can afford them. So, I mean, I guess, but it's definitely not worth it. It's very silly.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very silly.
Mm-hmm.
So they should all feel very bad, but also it's their money and they can do what they want, but also I do think less of them.
The fact that this parking space costs more than two homes
mm-hmm.
is real stupid, because you could buy a house.
You could buy two.
And you can park multiple cars probably in that driveway.
That's correct. But then you wouldn't have the world's most expensive parking spot, would you?
Do you think maybe he did that just because?
Because of the wonderful things he does, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's off to see the wizard?
That's right.
Okay.
I don't know why. There's no way to say why. My guess is just that
he's
too much
the
money.
Fly.
Yeah, too much money, and it's a status symbol kind of thing, I guess, there.
Well,
whatever.
I don't know.
Do what you do. Whatever. I don't care.
It's more money than I'll see.
Ever. In a lifetime, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Well, all right. So from China, we're going to travel back stateside, and we're going to, you know, come to America's favorite state, Florida.
Oh, that's my favorite state. Yes. That's where I like to store all of my garbage.
Yeah, it's the birthplace of garbage.
It's the toilet of America.
So it says on the license plate. In Florida, a Gainesville City report was released last Wednesday, and with it, a revelation. In the report, it showed that ex-employee Natwina Clark. Natwina.
You want to try that one again? What was that?
Natwina?
Natwina.
Natwina. Or Wayna, I guess. Natwina sounds a little better, but still.
Natwina? Natwina?
Natwina?
Natwina.
Maybe?
Natwina?
Natwina. I don't know. It's a weirdly spelled name.
Or it's like a Russian kind of deal where the W is like a V, so it's Natvanya.
Natvanya. Something I don't like think that. So. It's not that.
Okay, well, tell me all about her.
So, Netwania Clark stole $93,000 from the city, using $8,500 on cosmetic surgery to get her booty some pep.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, if that booty is sagging...
That's right. You got to get that thing popping, okay? And it's going to cost top dollar that you ain't going to have. If you had it, your booty would already be popping.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta rob. Listen, hear me up, damn. All right.
Yeah.
I know that you've been wanting to get that booty popping. Okay, yours.
You know that. Yeah.
Yes, I know I've that about it. You. You've been many long nights
spent crying.
What you do is you rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You invest that money responsibly
into your booty.
Into your booty. That's exactly right. You stole the joke right from out under my lips.
Good, because you were taking too long. The 33-year-old also used the newly acquired funds to pay her cable television bill, food, highway tolls, and a television, and, I guess other expenses, but they don't really get into detail as to what that is. Probably just, you know, like hookers and beer.
She got assume. Hookers and beer.
I mean, I would assume.
Is that what you're saying? Are we this slanderous and libel now?
This is just a broad guess.
All right, this is a respectable woman who has just stolen her hard stolen money, okay, to get a booty implant.
That's
and
right.
You're gonna sit here and shit all over her dreams, Dan.
I didn't. I was saying that she was acquiring some hookers and beer.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
with the remainder... What,
at the very fancy hookers and beer store? Dan, this is slander.
Those are all over the place in Florida.
And Nat Wayne, you ain't gonna have it.
She had been let go from work shortly before her arrest around March 28th. She's pleaded not guilty to charges of larceny and scheme to defraud. Gotta say, this is insane. This lady... I mean, this is a 33-year-old.
Yeah.
Should have known better.
Should have known better. You should know. Should have known
better than to cheat a friend.
Yeah, that's right. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
So, I mean... If
that's all we need to say, that's really.
I mean, you could George end
Michael
it there.
Says all that we have ever needed to say.
Yeah.
In fact, I think this show going forward will just be a series of George Michael song quotes.
I think it's probably fair, and we should probably change the name of the show to George Michael...
Song/
Zatarain's.
That's right.
News Hour.
Uh huh.
And yeah,
all that's all you need is a warm bowl of authentic Louisiana flavor, but from Zatarain's. Zip zap Zatarain's. Get it while it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh the fresh rice that tastes
craze it.
That's right.
Quote unquote.
That's the name of this show now. No, so that's real weird.
Just listen to this local man. I enjoy Zatarain's while listening to Faith by George Michael.
Wow, what an authentic other like person's voice and definitely not yours.
That sounds like a real local man.
Okay, let's move quickly to the next one, which takes place in Niagara Falls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have you heard of that place?
On the U.S. side or the Canada side?
Oh, on the US side.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that place. I've actually been there, and it's real scary.
Ooh, have you?
Yeah.
Great.
Good story. Yeah, I went over on a burl.
Uh-huh. A barrel.
No, I went in a burl.
A burl?
Yeah, I got put into a burl.
Like the burl of a tree?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they pushed me over. And then I fooled Ern.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, some stunts happening.
Oh, some stunts?
Some stunts.
Oh, great.
Aerialist Eridira Walenda.
Oh, of course.
The aerialist.
I mean, one and only, really.
Uh-huh. The performed a series of acrobatic acts while hanging by her teeth and toes from a helicopter hundreds of feet above Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like the go-to place for like...
crazy, dumb stunts that can get you killed.
And I think many people have died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, many. Walenda bit into a customized mouthpiece on a hoop fastened to the bottom of a helicopter that hovered above the falls on Thursday. During the 20-minute flight, she used her teeth to grip onto the mouthpiece for 10 seconds on her first attempt, and then again for 5 seconds. Quote, "That's where I feel alive," Walenda told local news. "This is what I was meant to do. You just get lost in the moment."
For 5 seconds?
10 seconds, then 5 seconds. But still, I don't think anyone is born to hang by their teeth on a hoop over Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
I don't want to crush people's dreams, but I'm going to say that I know 100% sure, for 100% sure, that no one, that's no one's mission in life.
I think most children wouldn't say that that's what they want to be when they grow up.
I don't think any sane person would, no.
Did I ever tell you I had a...
The time you did this?
Yeah, when I did this,
yeah.
But I went over in a burl.
Oh, that's true, you did go over in a burl.
But it was
and then you furl.
That's right. No, you know what? I'm not going to divulge or divert away from this story anymore.
But isn't that the spice of life? Variety, Dan?
Well, I would say that the real spice...
Is getting through this article?
Exists in a hot, piping, delicious red beans and rice.
Brought to us, of course, by the kickin' Louisiana flavor brought to you by Zatarain's.
That's right. Correct.
When now is continue. This joke going to end?
Oh, I hope never.
I hope very soon.
I think everybody else hopes that it's dead now.
Everyone probably hoped we hadn't brought that back. But I'm going to let you know, spoilers for the rest of the ever existing of this show, forever.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode's going to have Zatarain's reference from now on. Just because you said to me, the fine people listening to the show right now, that you hate it. You didn't say it, but I can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel the hate?
Yeah, so every episode now, Zatarain's.
All right, great.
Great. Moving on. That's so she goes on to say some dumb, pithy stuff about how she feels real good doing it because she's ridiculous. Walenda performed the daring stunt on the 5th anniversary of the day her husband and fellow acrobat Nick Walenda walked across the high wire from the American side of the falls to the Canadian side.
Ooh.
He's done some stints himself. Quote, "She's a ballerina in the air," he said. After returning to solid ground, Walenda said her teeth were not in pain, and she was thankful her husband was there to watch from the helicopter as she dealt with the elements high above the falls. She says, "It's comforting to look up and see my husband. It was a lot more windy than I expected it to be. I put my mind back to my backyard, where I train all the time." This is terrifying.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do this. I'm officially... This show officially sponsors not doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's real dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna die. I'm just letting you know.
You don't die.
I'm letting you know ahead of time. You will die. It's only a matter of time for these people.
Yeah. It's true.
You're asking
for it.
Right. You're gonna hang by your teeth over hundreds of feet above Niagara Falls, which is already high enough to kill you. What happens? Let's say your body has some sort of spasm, right? And your mouth just jerks a little bit and you let go. You're done. You're gone. What if your grip isn't good enough?
You're done.
What if in your setup to getting between holding it with your hands and holding it with your teeth, you misjudge the amount of pressure you put on it, and you just drop. That's it. It's over. You're dead.
Goodbye.
And for what? So because you're to be the person who hung by their teeth hundreds of feet above Niagara Falls, no one cares.
I care.
No, you don't.
I do, actually.
Do you? Are you going to try to beat this record?
I am.
Oh, wow. You better start working in the bite strength.
Well, here's the thing. I was the one who taught her all of her moves.
Oh, wow. Like a sensei sort of deal.
That's right.
But for biting.
But for biting, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We practiced biting, you know, the burl of trees.
What is the burl fascination?
I don't know. And then we bite. No, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Let's move on to the next segment.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
A little something special for you guys.
Oh, is it that the show's over?
No.
And that we won't have any more time for Zatarain's references?
No, we will have time for that.
Oh, good. We have plenty more show left.
Yep.
But before we do,
mm-hmm.
There's a segment that you've all been emailing us constantly, asking for more. You're saying, give it to us. That's right. It's the ABCs. Always be Craigin'. It's time again to dive deep into the dark corners of Craigslist for more insight into the human mind. This segment sponsored by Zatarain's. Good ingredients,
great flavor. Jazz it up with Zatarain's. Part 4. Our first scene this week opens on a man on a mission to serve.
Header, pay nothing at all if you let me do your chores and be your servant. Lakeview. I have an extra bedroom in my 2-bedroom apartment that I am willing to let someone stay in for completely free. The only stipulation is that I would like to be in a servant-type role for my roommate. What this means is that I would want to do my roommate's chores, dishes, laundry, etc., run errands for him, and basically treat him like a king. I want nothing sexual at all from this. I have simply always wanted to be in a servant role, so I figured this could be a way to do it.
Oh, how charming. Our next scene tells the heart-wrenching tale of a man and his farmyard friend.
Header, please take my goat. Cordeline. I got really drunk at a college party one night, and I bought this goat. I really need it gone. I don't know why I bought it. All I know is I have it, and I can't keep it in my dorm room. Please call me at as soon as possible. Thank you.
It breaks my heart. Our final act closes on a man looking to strike the deal of a lifetime.
Header, mildly used sheets for 2 ducks. Final offer. Bellingham. I am going to be out of college in 3 weeks, and I need some companions for the summer. I am all alone. I have very nice, mildly used, extra-long twin bed sheets that I would like to trade for 2 ducks. They can be adults or sweet baby ducklings. I don't give a hoot. I just want some ducks to live out the rest of my short life with. If you have 2 ducks that you would like to get rid of, please, for the love of God, contact me. I would very much like to give them you my bed sheets. I will post pictures of my sheets once I find them. They went missing from my bed 42 hours ago.
A classic tale. This concludes this week's Always Be Craigin. And we are back.
Oh, it feels so good.
Does it?
To be back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. 100% honest. Does it actually feel good to be back?
It feels about the same.
Yeah?
I gotta say.
Take it or leave it, really?
I feel no different.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say.
Mm. Well, maybe you're not cut out for this. You're fired.
I've been saying that since the beginning.
That's true. Will you fire me?
Oh, if you'll fire me.
Great.
Okay.
All right, we quit. The end of the show.
Back to you, Jim.
Jim. We've got one more. We've got one more article this week.
Okay.
To scream into your ears.
Oh, good.
So prepare to turn your volume down. I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs
through
this entire article. Here we go. In three... No, I'm kidding. A self-proclaimed psychic who was hit by a car that crashed through the restaurant where he was dining in Canada said he, quote, didn't foresee the incident. Blair Robertson, 51, a professional psychic medium, posted security camera footage to his Facebook page showing a car crashing into Silk's County Kitchen in Virgil, Ontario, and directly striking Robertson and fellow psychic Eddie Dijon, which is a terrible psychic name. Eddie Dijon.
He sounds like some B-movie, like, villain.
He's the new Burger King mascot for their fancier menu items.
It's Eddie Dijon.
He wears like a yellow mustard colored suit, and he talks very fancy. It's like, you know, it's got like caramelized onions and stuff on the burger.
And they put Dijon. Like, he's got that like the curled blonde mustache.
Yeah, exactly. The video shows Robertson being launched into the air and pinned against a wall by the car.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Real serious. Robertson, who evaded serious injury in the incident, said his gifts were of no use in the crash. He says, quote, I didn't foresee it happening, he told local news. He said Dijon also failed to predict the oncoming danger. A lot of times we can't even read our own lives. That's just how it works. The driver, an 85-year-old woman, was found to not be under in the influence of alcohol. Police said she was not charged.
She's just under the influence of she shouldn't have been driving.
Of, yeah. Then I just...
that they
two psychics.
Two psychics couldn't have predicted.
Is this article not enough for people to realize that this stuff is hokey? I think this should be enough. You don't get to say, oh, I don't know, sometimes it just doesn't work.
It's sometimes when it's most convenient, it doesn't work.
And to put that to the test, it's any time that you would ever need to be tested, 100% of the time, it will not work.
It won't work.
Yeah, it just doesn't work because you have to believe.
Your psychic powers don't work well under pressure is what it is.
That's true.
And the more pressure you're under to show them, the less likely they are to, you know, appear and be, you know, real.
That's true.
And, you know, I don't know. I feel like if anybody else had a job that was their job, it was like, I'm a carpenter and I put houses together. In a fantastical scenario. You can't just say, sometimes the houses don't stay together. Sometimes my hammer doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work.
I just can't build things. I know that you need this house, but because you need it and you don't believe in my ability to do it, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, it doesn't work in any other field, really. It's not like as a doctor or something, right? You're a surgeon.
Yeah.
Like, you have this very crucial surgery that needs to be done. I'm sorry, you don't believe in me enough. And you need this to happen right now? I just can't.
I can't do it.
My scalpel doesn't cut anymore. Yeah, it's it always seems with this kind of stuff that it's only when put to the test does it fail.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, it also fails every other time.
Yeah.
But the times where you can tell whether or not it's failing... it always fails. So there's that for you. And with that, we should probably tell you to go home, delete this show, forget all about us, and then tell your friends.
After you've forgotten it?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, here's the thing. I'm telling you, you need to use your psychic powers that you've got to foresee into the past. After you've forgotten of me telling you to tell your friends.
This is getting real convoluted.
Well, you know, it's.
The bonus to this is that I stopped listening when you first started talking, so I didn't really have to worry
about
it. I've
never listened to myself.
That's probably why you did that story.
Oh, hey, remember when I talked for 4 or 5 minutes about what I order from KFC and Taco Bell?
Yeah,
and
that
then
was
it had no payoff?
Yeah.
And it was just the foods that I used to order. Yeah. That was a good story. I'm not cutting it out because I have integrity and I let my failures be shown to the world. Okay, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, if at the very least it gives us all something to unite and make fun of you.
That's
about.
True. There really was no payoff.
There wasn't.
You know what?
At least you acknowledge
that. That's right. I'm a lovable goof. Okay. We're all having a good gaff, a laugh, and a raff here.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
We're having a good time. But let me tell you a few things before we go.
Okay.
That is... there will be a new episode of Adjacent Hex coming soon.
Oh, good.
The most recent one already released, and that was real quick.
Yeah.
That was like a
week ago.
Yeah. So we're getting 19 soon, I hear. In addition to that, talks for episode 2 of Poppy Sauced are happening right now.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that's going to happen in the near future. What else? Nothing. Great.
I mean, there's still Vic, but there's nothing concrete. We can't put a date on it yet.
That's right.
But Vic is being...
Vicked.
She's being Vicked.
That's
all right.
Check those out, and also check us out in the places I'm going to tell you right now. My goodness, what a smooth transition. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. Go figure. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. Check us out on Twitter. We have one of those now. That's pretty neat. At Ghost Ship Radio, where you can find updates on the show and keep up to date on what we're doing. You can also submit articles there. That's pretty cool. Do that. You can also contact us directly by using the contact form on our website, which we check. Just send us some feedback.
We do check
anything,
that.
Or you can send us an email directly at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. We do take, like I said, we do take submissions. Feel free to submit articles. That was real cool when people do that. We like it. Good stuff. And that's all for this week.
And remember, ancient Greeks wouldn't eat beans, as they thought that they contained the souls of the dead.
Thanks for joining us.
How's your mic sounding, Daniel? Have you checked it?
God damn you, I can't.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.